A young man stumbled on a book in a Massachusetts library and it changed his life. The man is William Gibson. The book was the autobiography of Annie Sullivan. She was the woman who opened the world to a little girl named Helen Keller who could not see, hear, or speak. Inspired by Annie Sullivan's notes, William Gibson wrote one of the most performed plays of the 20th century, The Miracle Worker. It brought him fame, fortune, and a Tony Award. To this day, though, he refuses to take credit for it. Pippin Ross reports.
William Gibson lives in a house on a dirt road in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
This is the kitchen.
At 89, he no longer has the energy to walk to the local library, as he did on a very important day about a half a century ago.
That's how I found Annie's letters. And the genius in Annie Sullivan worked for me on several levels that I was not aware of at the time.
A time when Gibson was in between jobs and almost broke with his second child on the way. Partly out of desperation, mostly from inspiration, Gibson checked out Sullivan's autobiography and called a director friend.
I called Arthur Penn, who was doing television work also at that time, and I said, I think I have a script, an idea for a script that will make a television sale for you. He said, send it down to me on paper. So I wrote out a bunch of Annie's quotes from what she had done and sent it down to him. He called up in one day or 2 days and he said, I've sold it. How soon can you write it?
Despite the fact that he hadn't a clue how to write for television, it took Gibson just 3 weeks to write The Miracle Worker. The teleplay became an instant hit. No big deal, he says, considering it took a 19-year-old with no education and only introductory sign language only 4 weeks to teach a deaf, blind, and mute little girl in Alabama how to communicate.
Annie was operating simply out of the intuition of an intelligent, insightful, hitherto illiterate woman herself, and she was partially blind for many years also. And when I look at the rehearsal of the play, I think, what an extraordinary story these two ladies created.
A story that's currently on stage with Tabitha McNown in the role of Annie Sullivan.
D-O-L-L. D-O-L-L. Not water. Here. Water. Water. Everyone's satisfied but me and you. Reach. Reach!
It was in 1887 that Annie Sullivan improvised a method that remains the foundation of how to teach people who can't see, speak, or hear to move, communicate, and function in the world around them.
Okay.
Gary English is the director of the Berkshire Theater Festival's production of The Miracle Worker. He says the play's success is that Gibson made Sullivan, not Keller, the central character.
He became fascinated with, and in his words, fell in love with Annie Sullivan in terms of her ability to insist on herself in a world that wasn't perhaps kind to people from her background.
The story of an orphan who became a teacher went from television hit to Tony Award-winning play to Oscar-winning film. William Gibson thinks he just lucked out. It could have been anybody who stumbled upon what had been published for decades but largely ignored on library shelves.
I served as a scribe for this story. Now, all of this is very pragmatic. It doesn't have to do with this inspirational, magic that you hinted at.
The way Gibson sees it, the only thing he added to Sullivan's story were details she never committed to paper. He found out, for instance, that Sullivan was hired by the Keller family to calm down their wild little girl and maybe teach her a few manners. What the family never expected comes in the final act when Sullivan forces their daughter to refill the water pitcher she's thrown across a room. The moment when Helen Keller finally speaks.
W-A-T-E-R, water, it has a name. Water, W-A-T-E-R, it has a name.
The miracle they created has become almost standard operating procedure in treating the blind and deaf. And the story Gibson created out of their 4-week improvisation has been a fixture on stages across the country. William Gibson thinks the secret to his play's longevity is the fact that it's a story about Keller and Sullivan's rebellion against a world neither of them could understand, or in certain ways, wanted to.
These two kids together create a miracle in the midst of a really hostile adult environment. I mean, it's an epic story of the young against the old, in a way. It's also a metaphor for each of us growing up and learning what the reality of life is and adjusting to it better or worse, successfully, unsuccessfully, creatively, destructively, etc. And that's what the play, unwittingly done by me, echoes with.
Helen Keller ended up an international celebrity. Her lifelong friend Annie Sullivan died in 1935. A memorial fountain was erected at Radcliffe College. At its dedication, though she could fully speak by then, Keller uttered just one word, water. Today, William Gibson can't hear as well as he could when he wrote The Miracle Worker, yet he attended almost every rehearsal of his play to offer tips to the cast and crew on the work based on the notes he found at the Stockbridge Library, less than a mile away. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross.